The Hunger Mountain Children's Center is celebrating a move back into its newly renovated space. The center was forced to relocate after Tropical Storm Irene. As VPR's Amy Noyes reports, it's one of Waterbury's last remaining Irene recovery projects.
The two-year-olds in this classroom are far too young to remember the old Hunger Mountain Children's Center building on Main Street in front of the Waterbury State Office Complex. In fact, there are no kids in this newly renovated building who were alive when Tropical Storm Irene blew in 5.5 years ago. But Executive Director Amanda Olney remembers.
We originally had been in one of the buildings that we currently occupy for about 30 years. And then Tropical Storm Irene happened back in 2011. In the building we were in, I believe there are 6 feet of water, so it was just in the basement. So it didn't come up to the first floor, but because it was a state-owned building, that we had to leave because the rest of the state complex was shut down.
The nonprofit found temporary space in a church in Waterbury Center, and the board got to work on a plan to buy its old building from the state. And when the building next door became available, they bought that too.
We knew we wanted to expand. That was one of our goals. So in order to do that, we grabbed both of the buildings, which were offered to us, which was great. It was really hard to find anywhere else that would hold 45 to 65 kids and 12 staff members.
Renovating and connecting the two buildings was a big project for the Child Care Center. Olney said it took all of the organization's savings, as well as a loan and a federal community development block grant that was available for Irene-related projects. Coordinating federal, state, and local purse strings for flood recovery projects is a big job. And for most of Waterbury's post-Irene projects, that job fell to long-term community recovery director Barbara Farr. In addition to the Children's Center relocation, Waterbury has built a new municipal complex, elevated businesses and homes out of the floodplain, and created affordable housing. And the state office complex in town has been floodproofed, restored, and mostly repopulated. Farr says it looks great.
The whole state office complex is absolutely gorgeous. They took down the worst of the old buildings and they modernized it, they floodproofed it, they filled in all the tunnels that were underground, and they brought back over 1,000 people to come back in. So it's just amazing.
But Farr says there's still one major Irene recovery project to go before she can hang up her hat as long-term recovery director. Some private homes are enrolled in a pilot project where the homeowners use federal money to help pay for elevating their houses and making them better able to withstand future flooding. The work's already been done on one home, but Farr says the project didn't go smoothly and some other homeowners backed out.
We had 8 more homes that were going to be part of the project, and as this elevation was occurring last summer and last fall, 4 of the homes dropped out. And so we're left with 4 homes that are still in the program. They're on Randall Street. 3 of them are historic, and the 4th one contributes to the historic district.
Because of the historic designations, Farr says there are added requirements, such as a historic preservation report, archaeological test pits, and architectural renderings of the elevated historic properties. Farr adds,
it's been a long, long process.
And it will take a while longer for the projects to be completed. Each house is different and requires a customized plan of action. In general, utilities need to be moved out of the basement, the foundation has to be raised, and flood vents installed so any floodwater that does get in will flow back out. For the house elevated last summer, that work required taking the house completely off the foundation and eventually returning it to a foundation that was built up 3 feet higher. Farr says she's currently working on updated cost estimates for the 4 remaining houses, taking into consideration lessons learned from the first home elevation. Previous estimates, which are now almost 4 years old, average around $170,000 per house. And Farr expects that figure to go up.
The homeowners contribute 25% of the total cost, and if the homeowners decide that they want to go forward, that's their call.
If the remaining home elevations are completed this summer, Waterbury could be finished with Irene recovery projects sometime around the 6th anniversary of the storm. For VPR News, I'm Amy Noyes.